I'm allowed to wait on saying, yes, they're a true contender. I'm allowed to wait on giving judgment because I think they play in a very difficult division. They're going to have to play six division games over the next 2 months. All right. Six division games. Let me see how they play against the Ravens. Let me see how they play against a surging Bengals. Let me see how they play against a Browns team that's already knocked off the Ravens one
time. Let me see the schedule.
We ain't going to see the schedule. Just know that in your head they play six games in the division coming up.
Peter Schrager saying, I don't know about the Steelers just yet. Well, I think you're going to learn a lot more about them coming up on Sunday against a good 7-2 Washington Commanders club. How are you feeling about it? 412-928-9370. Vibe check. We do it every Friday at 7, and you call, and we discuss. Doran, how are you feeling about Steelers Commanders?
I'm anxious, I guess. You know, just personally anxious to see how this team responds against a really good football team coming off of a bye week. You're getting guys healthy. You made some trades at the deadline. You got some insurances on offense at receiver and possibly a number two wide receiver. And you got a guy that could honestly start on a lot of football teams at the outside backer, rush in, even versatile playing the five technique spot too on defense. So I guess I'm just like anxious. I want to see how this will look. I want to see if Russell Wilson can keep that command and not let a rookie in Jaden Daniels out-command him, I guess. That's to me, like Commanders, you get it? Like
I do
irony,
get it.
Irony, Commanders, Jaden Daniels, Russell Wilson. That's probably my number one thing I want to see. Like, will Russell Wilson out-duel the young rookie quarterback?
Yeah, I think it's going to take points. The more I've studied this, Doran, the more I've watched some of what the Commanders do. Don't make that face. I think you're going to have to put up points. I think you're going to have to score in the mid to upper 20s to win this game. The Commanders run the ball really well. That's where the Steelers have been weak. I'm sure they spent a lot of time in the film room, in preparation, tendency-wise as well, thinking about their run defense, the Steelers, over the course of the last couple of weeks. But I look at Washington, and this is a stat from Dan Orlovsky. The Commanders' zone read has produced 581 rushing yards this season. No other team is within 200 of that total. So they're going to do that a ton. Jaden Daniels rushed for 500 yards. They've rushed as a team for 1,500 yards through nine games. They can run the hell out of it. We can talk about Jaden Daniels and the completion percentage and all that fun stuff, and that's real, and it's spectacular. Seinfeld reference. But their running game is what concerns me the most. Ultimately, I think the Steelers find a way to win the game. Mike Tomlin's record coming off a bye is 13-4. Mike Tomlin against rookie quarterbacks is 25-6. I think the Steelers get it done. I think they have to score points. I think it's going to wind up being an uncomfortable watch that comes down to the wire. And I'm excited for it because I do believe it to be a heavyweight fight. And I think it's the most important non-division game for the Steelers the rest of the way. You can make the argument it's the Chiefs if you think the Steelers could catch them for the one seed or just as a measuring stick. I get it. They don't win in Philly. I think this game is their most winnable of those three non-division games, and thus, it's the most important. Go get it.
Mm-hmm. The only reason why I may say the Eagles, I know it's there, but mm-hmm. I feel like the head coaching matchup, I feel like Mike Tomlin is really in his bag right now, and I think that he will out-coach Sirianni. I don't know if he's out-coaching Dan Quinn right now, because Dan Quinn's been in his bag, and he's just as good of a defensive mind as Mike Tomlin. You bring up the running game for the Commanders. I mean, Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler, I mean, they're two of the best backs, you know, really, in the NFL. And Austin Eckler can do it in multiple ways. He can beat you in the passing game. Brian Robinson, he has a hamstring issue. He was limited on Thursday. So we'll see what his availability is on Sunday. But it's gonna take a full team effort, as what we've been saying all along. Like, if you put the Steelers up against honestly any team, like, and you like their chances, it's because of how balanced they are. And it's going to take a balanced effort. And if they do beat this team, you're feeling really good heading into the Ravens week and where the Ravens are at right now and knowing that they're very vulnerable, even though they won the football game last night. So this would be a huge confidence boost. And as players, like, you understand the landscape, right? Like, you're not dumb. Like, you know that you played the Jets. that we're a vulnerable football team that, you know, just made a trade, just lost their head coach, has a, you know, their defensive coordinator's their head coach. Now, you know that Aaron Rodgers has that, you know, a grip on that team. So, you know, you could take advantage of a team like that. They're not that good. You know, you could take advantage of a team like the Giants, too. They're not that good. But whenever you have a real test in front of you, you got to make sure everything is buttoned up. Like, you know who's good and who's not good. You know Jaden Daniels is – T.J. Watt knows Jaden Daniels is very good.
Yes.
Terrell Austin knows Jaden Daniels is very good. Like, everything has to be buttoned up if you want to win this football
and
game.
And I expect that it will be coming off the bye, and because they understand the assignment. I think Tomlin does a good job of that. Okay, we're going up against big boys. We want to prove that we're the bigger boys.
Yep.
We are tougher than you. We are a better football team than you, and I think it generally does resonate with his teams. I even think back to Baltimore last year. Steelers weren't as good as the Ravens.
No.
And they won that game coming off of a tough loss, and they really had to pull themselves together. I think that's the kind of effort you're going to see. I think it comes down to red zone, too. I heard this statistic from Dale Lawley, who works for the Steelers, that of the 19 sacks the Steelers have this year, 18 of them are in the red zone. And Jaden Daniels, who has a completion percentage of 71.5%, in the red zone, 50% completion percentage. I think this game gets won in the red zone. I think the Steelers are the best red zone defense in the NFL. And a lot of times, I don't know, it can be kind of fluky. Well, they were that last year, too. They were really good in the red zone, and they're doing it again. So I think that's where this game ultimately gets won, and I think the Steelers will win it. I don't feel super great about it, but I do think it'll happen that way. 412-928-9370 to the people. To the people. Steve in Myrtle Beach. Good morning. Vibe check.
What's the weather down there, fellas? Steve, what's the weather down in Myrtle Beach right now? Are you by the beach at all?
I'm 5 minutes. I'm taking my dog to walk the beach right now. It's 71 out.
It's 71 degrees right now, and you're walking a dog on a beach. What a life,
unbelievable.
Steve. Are you retired? Like, how did this happen to you, you wonderful man?
Okay. So, I just came home from state prison less than a year ago. No, I'm not retired. I started a business when I was in state prison.
Wow.
And it eventually led me down here. I'm from Pittsburgh, and I used to listen to you guys every day in the morning. And so I've been listening to you guys. You've done my whole bit with me.
My man.
Wow. All right.
I'm happy you've turned your life around and that things are going well. What do you got in the game here?
So Washington's going to be a little tricky, I think. You know what? Jaden Daniels, he's a more polished version of Lamar, but he's not as agile as Lamar. I don't even care about that game, though. I want to talk about the division games coming up because I look at those a little bit differently. Last couple of years, realistically, we've owned Joe Burrow just as much as we've owned Lamar Jackson. Burrow's only had, one serious win against us?
They played Burrow really well one time, by my recollection, and it was to open the season a few years ago.
I would say they probably own the Bengals.
Listen, Joe Burrow's a turnover machine with the Steelers.
For one game, and thank you for the call, Steve, and we appreciate it at 412-928-9370. Yeah, Burrow scares me more than Lamar does in Steelers games. I think Lamar's the better player. He's fixing to win his third MVP. But the Steelers, now, this is before Derrick Henry got there, they've had his number. Joe Burrow, I think he's inaccurate. I think the caller, I should say, is inaccurate. I'd have to go and look at the numbers, but I can't remember the Steelers getting over on Joe Burrow apart from when they had just removed his appendix 2 weeks prior.
Right. But that's how many times have they really played Joe Burrow?
Right, because he's been hurt.
That's why I said that they probably had the Bengals number,
right,
not Joe Burrow's. So, I mean, I guess they're, 1-1? How many times has he played them?
I'm going to look that up. Austin, get on it. City Limits, do it. Becky, come on. Text from Donnie Football. Hey, how'd you get there, you wonderful man? Well, I just got out of state prison. Made me laugh.
He said that we did his whole sentence with him.
Is it uncouth to ask what he was locked up for?
I wanted to.
I flirted with it.
I wanted to. Do we have his number? Can we text him?
I would like him to text us at 412-928-9370. And we don't have to read it if you don't want. And you don't have to tell us if you don't want. But why were you locked up?
Right.
curious.
I'm very curious. But I'm glad that he's walking his dog on the beach now and he's out of prison and
yeah.
he's still listening to us.
Like, this is a country of second chances, Dorian.
Yeah.
Real quick. I don't know that I've told this story on the air, but I think enough time has passed. So remember I went to Philly 2 years ago and a listener was able to win a contest through Miller Lite and Parks Casino to go on that road trip with me. And I get to Philadelphia and I meet the guy and he super nice guy. He's like, nothing good's happened to me in like 8 years. I was like, oh, that's really specific. Like, why 8 years? What's the last good thing to happen? He said, well, I've been locked up in federal prison for 8 years.
Ooh.
And I'm not going to lie, there was judgment there. So I call the salespeople in charge of it. I'm like, did you guys know you just sent me to Philadelphia with a felon? Like, how does that happen? Do we have no background checks? They just send me out there with a felon. And then I'm very happy to report, spent the entire weekend with this guy. And it gave me a whole new perspective on life. Like,
he got married, didn't he?
He got engaged at the game.
Oh, engaged, yeah.
Yeah. You might go to prison. Doesn't mean you're a bad guy. People make mistakes. Couldn't have had a better time with the dude.
That's great.
So shame on me for judging book by cover.
Yes.
But I was very pissed off. You sent me to Philly with a convict!
An ex-con.
Ex-con. Yes, thank you.
Ex-con.
Wound up being a wonderful man. And no more judgment will come from me on that.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, now, I mean, if you were a murderer or something. Yeah. I was wrongfully accused of murdering my wife. Well.
Yeah, that's a little. Yeah.
Well. And then the salesperson said, well, at least if you get in any trouble in Philadelphia, you know that guy will have your back. What if he causes it? But it all worked out good.
Dodged a bullet. Literally.
412-928-9370. It's Vibe Check. How do you feel about Steelers Commanders? Someone texts in, blowout, Steelers 35, Washington 13. I'm telling you, if that happens, I'm unbearable on Monday. I'm singing, Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl.
I mean, what's the one jingle that I didn't know?
That one.
No, that's not it.
Yeah. I got a feeling. Yeah. Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. You ever heard that one, Becky?
Oh, yeah, of course.
There you go.
Becky don't know nothing.
He doesn't know jack about Jack. Nothing. 23 years old.
You know, Starkey thought I was 26 yesterday.
I was stunned to hear you're 23.
Actually?
Yeah, I was.
Knowing I just graduated from college last year.
23, man, is young.
That's real young.
He's a whippersnapper.
Yes, he is.
Vibe check, how you feeling about Steelers Commanders, 412-928-9370. It's also the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Danny texted us, said he wasn't a viable candidate for probation, but he and his judge had a few disagreements. Sounds unlucky.
Wait, what did he do?
That he did not say.
Okay.
But I believe him an innocent man.
Yes.
And I'm happy that he's walking his dog on the beach. Also, we always make sure that we keep our word around here. We never blow off teases. We never forget to get the things. And because of that, I've looked it up. Joe Burrow, 3-2 against the Steelers in his career.
Oh.
One of the losses against Ben Roethlisberger, and the other loss whenever his appendix had exploded and they took it out. So those are the two L's. And he has three other wins, but only five games.
Right.
Steelers have lucked out. They've missed him a few times. They've missed Lamar, it feels like, more than a few times.
And how many times, well, underneath in the last, like, how many years, how many quarterbacks have they faced against the Browns?
A lot.
No, like, the last, like, say, like, Kenny Pickett, whenever, the year that he got drafted, 2022, till now. I mean, how many quarterbacks have they played? Five?
They faced Watson last year, and they faced DTR. And the year before that, they faced
Baker. No.
They faced Watson, and they faced, who was the Minnesota quarterback?
Case Keenum.
But I can't go back any further than that.
Okay.
In fact, just going back that far ruined the rest of the show. I've hurt my brain.
Yeah. Sorry.
The Commanders are a really good offense. We talked about it a bunch this week. Obviously more in depth today, and we have a Commanders expert coming on with us at 9:35 from Sports Illustrated. They run that zone read a ton. They move the ball incredibly well between the 20s. 61% of their drives, they're getting points. 49% of their drives, they're winding up in the red zone. And that zone read has a lot to do with it. How do the Steelers go about defending it, do you think?
Well, you try to find the tips of whenever they're going to do it. And then whenever you find the tips, you should have just not, you know, don't need to change your defense, but just have, you know, a kind of a mindset of the triple option. Like, I mean, everybody has faced a triple option at some point in their career, I think in college or in high school. So you put in, you implement, like, hey, like, our mindset's a triple option. Like, you have this guy, you have that guy. Do not look at the other guy. Keep your eyes on that guy. Tackle that guy if he doesn't even have the football, and make sure we always stay in our gaps. Like, do not shoot a different gap, because if you shoot a different gap, then that opens up clearly a hole for Jaden Daniels to pull it, or Eckler or Brian Robinson to find those holes. So it's really, you know, the cliche gap sound type defense, but it's do not get fooled with your eyes. Like, keep your eyes where they're supposed to be, read your keys, and make sure that you get the ball carrier down or a potential ball carrier down. But you have to find the tip of whenever to do that, because you don't want to have that mindset and then, you know, him not do that. And then you have to, you're like, oh, bleep, and then have to drop, and then somebody's behind you and you get Zach Ertz kind of in the mid-level and he can eat you up there.
They got a lot of weapons.
They do.
I mean, Terry McLaurin, I think, is a matchup problem for Joey Porter Jr. I think JPJ does his best work against taller guys who are downfield threats.
Yes.
Not the wiggly great route runners. And McLaurin go over the top, no doubt, but he's a
quick,
quick, twitchy.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday. You got to absolutely crush Jaden Daniels anytime they're at the mesh point. Just hammer the guy. And that's sort of been the Steelers' philosophy on this. You'll let the running back get his a little bit, and you hit the quarterback. And this quarterback is a toothpick.
Yep.
Hell of an athlete, hell of a thrower of the football. By all accounts, processes things great, super accurate, has arm strength to boot. We saw it on the Hail Mary throw, which was, I mean, that was 60-some-odd yards in the air. But he's not big. I wouldn't say he's brittle, but he ain't big.
Mm-hmm.
TJ come cracking him every time.
Mm-hmm.
Highsmith crack him every time. Any chance you get. And I say this from time to time. If it draws a flag at some point, it draws a flag at some point. You lose the battle, you win the war. You can wear this guy down.
Yeah.
I think that's what you have to do too. 412-928-9370. Joe Starkey wrote a column yesterday, Doran, that is controversial about the Steelers' leading rusher this year.
People forget, you know, Derek, when he was drafted, he backed up DeMarco Murray. So their careers have started different, and I know it's a new scheme for Naj, and he's doing a good job, but I think Naj has probably had more volume of carries than Derek did at this point. Different players, but both those guys are really, really fun to coach. Like I said, I don't think anybody's in better shape than Naj is, and you can see that consistency, that those habits. Hopefully that continue, but a lot of that work is paying off right now.
Voice of Steelers offensive coordinator Arthur Smith sort of comparing Najee Harris to Derrick Henry. I don't think that's super fair to Derrick Henry, who is as good as it gets. And Najee Harris is a very good player, and he's shown that over the course of the last three games. The crux of Joe Starkey's column, should the Steelers have given him the fifth-year option? Should the Steelers consider bringing Najee back on a longer-term deal after the season? And I can't get there. I don't think they made a mistake. It would have been $6.8 million for the fifth-year option, which is now, that's good market value for Najee Harris. There's no doubt about that. When guys like Chuba Hubbard are getting paid, I'd rather have Najee, I think, than that guy, whenever you consider the price paid for each. You look at some of the running backs that got paid last offseason. I don't know. I'm just a big believer on your offensive line can help make the running back, unless you've got a truly special one-of-one guy. Unless it's Saquon or a Derrick Henry or a Christian McCaffrey, guys like that, I'm not paying a running back. I think the offensive line is more important than the running back.
I think they did absolutely right in this situation. One, because you didn't know if Najee was going to fit in the Arthur Smith scheme. You thought that he could, but you had to see it. And two, this you knew that this would motivate him, so you're getting the best version of Najee. You knew that this would be the driving fuel for him to have the year he's having. And you can revisit that at any time after the year if he does have a successful year for the rest of the year. But I think that he will. I think they did absolutely right. Why give him $6 million now? And, you know, then, you know, you don't know if he's going to fit, or you don't know if he was going to be this version of Najee. You knew that a guy like that, who takes things personal sometimes in the media, you definitely know he's going to take things personal whenever it comes to his money and comes, you know, in-house and saying that, you know, we don't believe you're worth this. He's going to take it personal, and they know that. They know him. That's why they draft. That's why they have the scouts. Like, they know what type of guy he is coming out, and that's why they drafted him where they drafted him. They knew that this would motivate him, and they did right, because it has.
Jaylen Warren had more yards per carry last year than Najee Harris, even behind what many would consider to be a below-average offensive line. When Cordarrelle Patterson played and was healthy against Indianapolis, I personally think that was the best a running back has looked all season long in a Steelers uniform. To take nothing away from Najee, who has been very good and has had over 100 yards rushing in each of the last three games, Najee looks better than I thought he would this year. So I don't want to take that away from him. But I was also expecting him to have a nice year, because you've got an offensive play caller who understands the running game, and you have a more talented offensive line than you have had really at any point in Najee's career. So here's what I would do going forward. It's pretty simple. I would have Jaylen Warren and like a third or fourth round pick, probably a fourth round pick, something in that area, split carries next year. I'd try to bring Cordarrelle Patterson back. That would be my three-headed running back room. Because you got to pay money to the quarterback. You're going to have to pay money to George Pickens. You're probably going to have to pay more money to TJ Watt. I'm just not spending it on RB.
Well, did you hear what Arthur Smith just said there on that clip? He said that, well, Najee has a lot more carries than Derrick Henry had, because Derrick Henry had to sit behind DeMarco Murray. So they're already thinking in the future, like, why would we sign him to a three-year deal where he already has this many carries? Like, he already has so many more carries than Derrick Henry does.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you kind of piece it together, yeah. It's like, you know, the guy's kind of taxed. You know, he's not fully taxed, but he was taxed, you know, early. And
he led the league in touches his first year.
His first year. Yeah. So it's like, do you really want to give a guy? Like, I mean, you would sit down and talk about it, but it would have to work out in your favor as the Steelers to give him something that wouldn't break your bank, I guess, because of how many touches and production he's had.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
his past.
I know what you're saying. I'm not interested in signing a running back after 4 years to three more years.
Right.
Because the guy you get at the beginning is probably not the guy you're going to get at the end. And though they're different players, Jaylen Warren and Derrick Henry are similar in this regard. Jaylen Warren hadn't got a lot of burn. There's right. still a lot of tread on those tires. And the tread's coming off the Najee Harris tires. And so I'm going to go with the younger back, and then I'm going to go find a guy. And behind an offensive line that I think is only going to get better under Arthur Smith, and as these young players grow, I would assume you're still going to get similar production for a lot less money.
Now, they can franchise him, right?
They could, but I don't think there's value there. If you're going to franchise him, I'll be pissed, because I would have rather picked up the fifth-year option before than franchise him, because the franchise tag would be more than the 6.8 on the...
It'll be around like 8, right?
I'd have to look, but that sounds right. That sounds right. Maybe a little bit more than
I
that.
I have a feeling that they're going to re-sign him.
I don't think so. I think this is a front office, but I don't know. But I think this is a front office that values running back different than the last administration. I think if Kevin Colbert's the GM, the fifth-year option would have been picked up.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not saying Najee's not a good player. I would never draft running backs in the first round. And unless they are bona fide superstars, I'm not paying them. McCaffrey is a weapon as much as he's a running back. Derrick Henry is absurdly good, and at his size, he'll take the ball 3 or 4 times a year, 70 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Najee Harris has more 20-yard rushes than anybody in football going back to week one last year, and he did break a big one on a toss play earlier this season, which was, I think, 36, 38 yards. But he didn't go further than that. And that's not the be-all, end-all for running backs, but those are the guys I pay.
Right.
Saquon, same kind of thing.
Yes.
When you jump over a guy backwards, I might hand you a bag of money.
Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
Those new age type backs. I will say this, Crowley.
Say it.
Before the season, in the summer, I did say that Najee would have around 1,400 yards.
You sure did.
Uh-huh. Don't know where he's at. Where's he at right now? Let's do a little bit
before the bye week, he was top 10 in the NFL in rushing yards. So I'd have to look. You've been right a lot. Franchise tag like $12 million.
He has
it's a lot of money.
592 with what, 9 games left?
Yeah. And I say this a lot, the offensive line got better each of the last 2 years after the bye. And I would imagine that that will continue, and they're a top 10 rushing team in the league already. So I do think Najee's going to get paid. He'll get paid. Running backs got paid more this offseason than we're used to seeing. And it's cyclical the way it works. He'll get paid. I don't think it's going to happen here. And I'm okay with that. In fact, I'm happy about that. Someone named Phil Bananas tweets, "Feels good to be back and hearing Doran and Crowley. I was in withdrawal during the Steelers bye week because the Odyssey app wouldn't work in Ireland. And they sent all these pictures from Ireland."
Are they going to be there whenever Pitt does travel to Ireland in 2 years to play Wisconsin? Because if they are, I would love for them to meet up.
Steelers could have a game in Ireland coming up soon, too.
I still think it's going to be that week. I think that it's going to be Saturday and Sunday. Like, because the Steelers and Pitt clearly close, and the Steelers been rumored to have a game in Ireland. Why not make it that weekend? You have Pitt on Saturday, and then you have the Steelers on Sunday.
I need to see what the date of that is.
I think it's the first game of the year.
The Aer Lingus.
Or second.
College Football Classic. It will be played. I don't see a date on it.
No date?
No date.
So,
Is it the first game of the season?
I don't know. I could be wrong.
If it's the first game of the season, which it generally
then it
is,
then it wouldn't be Steelers.
It wouldn't be able to work.
But if there is no date, then they could work that out. I'm going to call that right now. That's going to be my big prediction.
That they pair it up?
Yep.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Right?
If the Steelers do wind up playing in Ireland, and I do think that they will, we're going. And I know you have to go for Pitt, which is nice. I'd like to go to that, too.
Are you paying for it? Or
oh, Odyssey's going to pay for it. Absolutely.
All right. You're going to talk to him? You'll talk to the big heads?
No, you're the big head talker guy.
Big head talker? The big wigs, I should say. Big heads. I call them
the big heads.
Jeez.
Mulsey's running Odyssey now.
Right. Hot air balloon.
I mean, we'd be missing out on a massive opportunity to drink a lot of Guinness.
And if you're there, you know your way around there.
Oh, my God.
That'd be perfect.
There's nothing that I would love more than to spend a week in Ireland leading up to a Steelers game, dude. Oh, my God.
That'd be great.
We could do our show from there, too.
For sure.
Time difference. Yeah, whatever. Who cares? Yeah. We'd be having the time of our lives. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's a new day. You familiar with this one?
Yeah. I don't know who sings it, but I know the words.
Yeah, who does do that song?
Bechtel's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a new day, and it all feels good. Charlotte, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. If that's the case, I will be very proud of myself, and I'm sure the texters know it, 412-928-9370. Texter, when we were talking about Jaden Daniels before, and I said he's built like a toothpick, they said, kind of like you, Crowley, no, I'm skinny fat, man. Like, I might look like a thin dude, then the shirt comes off, and you're like, dude, look like a little pear. You want to talk toothpick, we're talking about Bechtold. Bechtold, how tall are you?
5'10".
I am 5'8" and, like, change.
I feel like you guys are the same height.
He's 2 inches. He's definitely 2 inches taller.
Seriously?
Than I hugged him yesterday.
Hugged him?
I did, yeah.
What's going on
here? You ever hugged a friend?
I, like, dap up, then hug.
Yeah. This was an embrace.
I go, like, dap, and then kind of hug.
You think there might be a cultural thing kind of going on there?
What do you mean?
Like the dap up.
What do you mean cultural thing? I'm confused.
Like I'm not a dap up guy. I think I would be a loser. I would look like I'm trying to be cool and I'm not.
What's the cultural thing though?
Don't do it. Don't make them. Don't make
me. Don't do it. I just don't know what you're talking about.
Do you think that? Do you think that white guys greet themselves the same way that black dudes do?
I didn't really think that far into it. Like you are. You're thinking really far into it. And I just feel like people are humans are humans.
I want to go back.
Crowley, I'll help you out a little bit.
Thank you. Someone tossed me a damn life preserver.
Every
here.
Time I see my friends or we're just saying hello or saying goodbye, we dap each other up.
Okay, I'm wrong.
What are we, my entire group?
So, I mean, you were alluding to like maybe like black people do that?
I just said that. Might be a young thing.
Young culture thing.
Am I in trouble? I hugged Bechtold yesterday like I hadn't seen him in years, and it felt good. Like, it felt...
What?
did feel good.
It really
what
did.
Is, what is going
did
on?
Yeah, I thought it did.
Like, I needed a
what
hug.
What is going on?
And I gave him a hug, and it made me feel nice.
And it made my day feel good.
That's very weird.
It was strange. We've never done it before.
It seems like you're going to do it again, maybe like every day. Felt good?
What Daily do you mean? Hug. That's
what
not
you,
bad.
What do you mean it feels good?
Sometimes you just want to let your buddy know you love him. That's all. Mm. And it felt nice. But yeah, he's 2 inches taller than me, and he weighs less than I do. So you're looking for a toothpick. That's the guy right there. Wish this segment never happened. Eric tweets in, Hot Take Friday, Najee is more important to sign than George Pickens. Najee is consistent with a bad line. Pickens is inconsistent with any quarterback. He has had drops, fumbles, etc. Man, now, I know they've had line issues, but I do think they're more talented on the offensive line. And I just think that Arthur Smith makes a world of difference. You've got multiple tight ends. You've got, you know, Darnell Washington will blow people's heads off.
He's an offensive line coach by trade, too.
Yes.
You know, when he starts. Like, I mean, I know he moved to a tight ends coach and then obviously offensive coordinator, but his mindset comes from an offensive line mentality.
Yeah.
So he knows what he's doing there.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know where the show goes from here.
Well, I was just confused.
My point about Najee is he averaged 3.9 and then 4 yards a carry when the line and the scheme weren't great. And then now that the line is, I think from a run blocking standpoint, pretty good and the scheme's a lot better, now he looks better by extension. So is it him or is it the line?
I know exactly what it is. It just dawned on me. It's a culture thing. Huh. How about that? Would you look at that? It's a culture thing. Najee's a part of the culture.